28 minutes past six. Now, we've all heard of smartphone apps for finding love, but what if you're just looking for a new friend? That's it. You don't want to date anyone. You just want some friends. And I don't mean friend in inverted commas, right? I mean a real friend. The dating app Bumble recently branched into the friendship matchmaking game by launching BFF, which helps people find, well, you know, their new BFF. People who are lonely, who just would like to meet some friends, because it's getting harder to actually meet people. Dr. Lisa Williams is a senior lecturer in the School of Psychology at the University of New South Wales, and one of her research projects is loneliness. Lisa, this seems like a natural extension of a dating app. What do you think about this development?
It does seem like a natural extension. I mean, just as much as people feel the need to find romantic partners, they also have a need to find social connections more broadly. It's no surprise to me that companies are capitalizing on modern technology to allow people to find ways to satisfy that need.
We used to just sort of make friends at work, university when we were younger, if we went to university through friends, you meet friends through friends at the local pub. I mean, there's so many places, a church, at the mosque, I don't know, all the places that people go to. Why would you need to go onto an app to make friends? Are those other places where we've traditionally and historically made friends not providing that service anymore?
I think that I'm not sure that the lack of friendship is a problem of modern times. It maybe seems more acute in modern times because it seems like we have so many routes to connect with others, right? Via our phones or the internet or, you know, live tweeting the same TV show. There are so many ways to connect, but it turns out that loneliness, the sense that you don't have social connections that fulfill your needs, has been a longstanding issue amongst all age groups, but particularly adolescents and the elderly for quite a long time. And some really fascinating research has connected that sense of unsatisfied social needs with really bad health outcomes. So things ranging from heart disease to early mortality. It appears that letting yourself have those unsatisfied needs is actually pretty bad.
And I know you're researching loneliness. I'm going to call you a loneliness expert. So just
that sounds kind of sad, but
okay, you're right. Actually, I'm not going to do that to you. I take that entirely back. But I'm going to ask you this question: how lonely are we? Are we really lonely?
Yeah, there are a range of estimates. I've seen some estimating that at least a third of the population has experienced acute loneliness at some point in their lives. Now, the interesting thing about
Can I just stop you on that acute loneliness? How is that expressed differently to feeling a bit lonely sometimes?
Okay, so this is a really interesting thing. Social psychologists have identified that people have a need to have social interactions. We generally call it the need to belong. And that exists as a need just as much as we have the need to sleep and eat and secure a safe environment. And a moment of loneliness is a signal that that need isn't being met, just like a signal of hunger is a relevant thing if you're hungry to go and seek out food. So moment to moment, loneliness isn't a problem. But if it's longstanding or if it's acute to the point that it's becoming a distressing part of your mental life, then that's where problems arise. Now, the interesting thing about loneliness is that it's not about the number of friends you have. So there are people with very few friends who are not lonely. There are people with extremely high number of so-called friends who have a sense of loneliness. Loneliness stems from your feelings about whether your needs are being met, and it's really independent of how many connections you have.
So do you see any sort of pitfalls or potential problems of using apps like this that are obviously finding, they're here for a commercial reason, but still these kinds of apps for people to find friendship?
I'd say the evidence is really out on whether these apps can be can be leveraged to reduce loneliness. I think that it's a promising avenue. So the interventions that I'm aware of to address loneliness are really resource intensive. It involves maybe sending someone to the home of an elderly person who is at risk of loneliness, or training people on social skills so that they can go out and collect those social relationships that they so very much need. So it makes sense to me that modern technology like apps might be the next obvious thing to turn to, right? Because it's so resource light that we can take the power of things that are already sitting in our pockets most of the day to help us address this need. But I would advise a bit of caution, because we don't know empirical data on how successful these apps might be at actually helping people find friendships that are redeeming and valued.
So I'm going to put this to you just before I let you go, because it's a text message from Bruce who's texted in the program, and he's made a really good point. Maybe it's just that I relate to it, Bruce, and that's why I've taken a particular interest in it. People are just too busy these days. It's easier to use an app than think or communicate by voice. Is it true that perhaps we've packed in too much and we've forgotten the value of friendship and of connection?
I would echo that sentiment that it seems like there are so many other pressures on our time that face-to-face, one-to-one interactions seem like really rare rather than something that just happens as a natural part of life. I think that there's some research suggesting that e-communication, like having a Skype call or a phone call, can be just as redeeming as a face-to-face conversation. But I guess I'm a bit old school in that I believe that all of us need face-to-face interactions from time to time, that I think that there are things that we're missing in electronic communication. So if anything, what apps like this might do is provide an avenue for someone to find a friend with whom they can eventually interact with in person.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining me.
No worries. Thank you.
And that's Dr. Lisa Williams, a social psychologist and senior lecturer in the School of Psychology at the University of New South Wales. And I'd love to get your views. Would you use an app like that? And do you experience loneliness? Loneliness is a serious thing. I think we've all experienced it at different times. What Lisa's talking about also is this kind of profound loneliness, not just sort of moments of loneliness, which is a whole different ballgame. 0418 226 576 is our number. And why don't we go out with a little bit of this? A salute to three beautiful friends. I've always wished that I lived with them, actually. One of my favourite shows. This is Dorothy, Blanche and Rose.